It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I'm part of the family room, and what's front and center? The TV. So it's so easy for families to say, oh, let's just sit down and eat dinner in front of the TV, watch sports, the news, movies, something. They're not sitting at the table. And there are some side effects to that. There's some repercussions that you may want to consider and maybe turn that tube off at dinner. Carolina, I know you're with us, and I'm so glad your connection is going well for this show. We're ready to go. So what are the benefits for turning off that tube?
I know we've had a few shows before where we talked about having a dining room table and how many people don't have dining room tables anymore. And part of it is because they switched it for the TV trays. So they are eating in front of the TV. And we have all acknowledged that this is a problem because it leads to the mindless eating behavior. The eating without even noticing what you're putting in your mouth. You know, there's just so many senses our body can distinguish at one time. Your brain can process at one time. So if you're feeding information through your eyes, and digesting that information that you're receiving through your eyes, how is your brain also supposed to pay attention to the flavors you're taking and the foods you're ingesting, and how, if you're full, if you're not full, if you want to eat more, if you want to eat less, if this is needs to be chewed a little bit longer or less long. So those are all issues that come along with watching something or being distracted while you're eating. So the question is, you know, should we be turning the TVs off, or is this just not that big a deal? And I think that Ellen and I both agree, and I think the studies are there to show that you should absolutely be shutting down the TVs and putting down screens in general, not just TVs, because I guess now you can prop up those iPads, right? And and let the kids watch shows on iPads. So just turning off the screens and bringing the attention back to the plates.
Yes, bringing attention back to the plates. And let me tell you what the benefits that I have read are. And I want you to listen carefully. Kids have higher grades, higher GPAs, higher self-esteem. They steer clearer of obesity, have a lower incidence of obesity because they're paying attention to what they're eating. In front of the TV, we lose track. We just start stuffing our mouths. Drug abuse is down. There's lesser use of drugs among families who sit together at the dinner table. And even teenage pregnancy is a factor. They have noted that those who are watching TV are eating dinner and eating all the time in front of TV. Somehow there's a relationship between the incidence of teenage pregnancy and that behavior habit. So just those reasons alone is enough, hopefully, for you all to say, you know what, I know it's easy, we've got these great comfortable couches, now their feet go up, it's not just TV tables anymore, it's like trays. I mean, the furniture business has designed it to make it so comfortable and easy just to please yourself with food and eat while you're watching whatever you're watching. It leads, as we said, to unhealthy food choices. What is it that we can do to convince moms to say, okay, set the table and sit with your family for 20 to 30 minutes? If 20 minutes alone, you get those benefits. What do you recommend, Carolina?
Yeah, I mean, if all of those reasons we gave you didn't convince you, I mean, just think about the fact that you're losing valuable time in connecting with your children. You only have so much time with them, and I know this is hard. I'm a mom myself, and a lot of times I get so busy, but you only have so much time to influence them, to talk to them, to exchange ideas with them, and eating is such a huge aspect of that, being around the table and talking and, you know, bringing up different topics during eating time is crucial for the connection that you can have with your children. So I think that, first of all, if you're just having little babies and you're raising them starting from the get-go, never allow the screen on at at any eating time. So that's an easy one. But we need to talk about solutions for moms and families who have had the TV on. How do they transition? How do they get it off the system and go into something different? And I like several ideas. Of course, bring the kids' attention back into the kitchen and let them help you with the cooking process. And then at dinner time, you can have theme nights where, okay, so Fridays we're going to do cooking from different countries, and then we're going to talk about those countries. So bring an interesting perspective into the table so that they're not bored, because these children now are used to overstimulation. They're used to watching cartoons or watching programming while they're eating. So sitting there and eating all of a sudden may be something that is very boring to them, or something that's not attractive to them, that they don't even want to do it. So you kind of have to bring some fun back into the table, and doing that with the different country themes, or talking about different topics, or do a sports. This week we're going to talk about different sports and bring a topic into the conversation and try to change the attention from the screens back into the table. And for very little guys, and I know this, because I fell to this trick too. When I was just introducing solids to my little ones, it was really hard to get their attention on the spoon. I mean, they're looking everywhere. And so, you know, putting the iPad there with a music, or putting some sort of images or cartoons in there, was so easy. And it was something that I did. And in a very short weeks, I realized this is not right. This is doing more damage than good. Of course, it got their attention, but it was a sad situation to watch the baby just eyes fixated on that screen. They weren't looking at me, and babies learn by modeling. So you want to make sure they're looking at you. That's why, have you ever watched a mom feeding a baby? She opens her mouth at the same time and closes her mouth at the same time.
We all do that, don't we? That is funny. You know, you brought up some great ideas, and I've incorporated ideas with my family and now my grandkids. But as they get older, the conversation changes. But we have joke night where the kids tell their jokes, and then we have we might, you know, if they're studying maybe the history of their state, then we start you know, they become the teacher and we learn from them. Information is so interesting. All you have to do is be the source of it or stimulate it, versus be in the passive seat and have somebody else stimulate your what's going on in your brain. Also, I just want to caution people to keep their iPhones away from the table also, and not answer them during, unless it's an emergency, because they sit there. You can see everybody's got iPhones, so they're sitting there, but they're not connecting again. And you know, those are social behaviors that are really getting lost, and there are going to be some long-term side effects or social behavior effects of that. People want to feel connected, and the way you feel connected is you communicate. You look at each other's eyes and you communicate. We need each other. We're a family. We're designed to be a body of people. We're not designed to be insular. And we could all go live in caves today as long as they could get Wi-Fi and never even see anybody. And that's just a direction we don't want to go in. So I hope we've convinced you. What do you think, Carolina?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I like the joke night. We also did recently here where I just Googled riddles, and I found a couple of riddles that were appropriate for my children's age. And so I would, you know, as I'm finishing cooking, I said the riddle, and I said, all right, well, let's sit down to eat. Let's see who can figure it out. And it was the whole dinner time, them trying to come up with it, and me, mom and dad saying, nah, that doesn't work. Think about this. Think about that. So it was a lot of fun. And they definitely didn't miss the cartoons or the screen. So it was easy to do too, because you can Google riddles, or you can look for some, and there's riddle books there that are a lot of fun, and it stimulates their brain, stimulates their thinking, and all of a sudden they're going to be paying more attention to when they're full. I think one of the biggest issues with kids eating in front of the TV is they don't learn when they're full, because you just keep, like Ellen said, stuffing your face and you don't think about it. But we have lots of recipes if you want to do a family night, so check out recipes on kidcritics.org. That's KIDKRITICS.org. There's a tab there for recipes. While you're there, check it out. You can win some food. There's a giveaway always going on. And in the meantime, make sure you always listen to us on Radio MD. Eat well and stay well.